Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number two of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. Become a member. We refinanced our house a while back. Couldn't beat the rates.
Unbeatable.
Are they going up yet?
No.
Staying down? I don't know. You're so plugged into the markets now. I didn't know if you're...
All I know is the cost of product to build a home is...
Yeah. So that's good just to refinance the one you're in. Just,
outrageous.
Just hang tight.
Tough time to be renovating or building. Do you want to hear what Danny West of hogsports.com said after Sunday's game?
Yeah, sure.
What a series. I've got to admit, I told buddies going into the weekend that this might be the one that gets Arkansas. Tennessee was talented enough and playing well enough to finally take down the Razorbacks. I love the Rucker kid. He's the type you see at places like Arkansas. Gutsy team that Vitello has constructed using Dave Van Horn's blueprint. And the best is yet to come for them, no doubt. Saturday's game, even though it went against the team I cover, was about as good as SEC baseball gets. Arkansas fans took the loss very hard because usually it's them doing that to someone else. Arguably the greatest moment in Tennessee baseball history based on everything I've read. So that was awesome if you're a Vol. I had doubts when the freshman for Arkansas took the bump there, and the kid that hit it left no doubt. He scorched it. And Sunday, honestly, and you probably won't appreciate this much, I thought Arkansas would do exactly what Arkansas did, and it's because I've seen them do it time and time again. They're just tough to beat, and they can do it in a variety of ways. If they need to small ball you, they'll do it. If they need 18 to win it, they'll do it. Walk them off in a heartbreaker. Good luck the next day. That's just how they're built, and luckily for you guys, it's likely the same at Tennessee for the next few years. If Tony Vitello stays, LSU would be foolish not to make that move, in my opinion. Yeah, it goes on to say that he was surprised at the Vitello-Dave Van Horn scuffle. He said when he was projecting years ahead for Arkansas's next baseball coach, Vitello was an easy pick. Now he's not so sure because Arkansas fans tend to have a good memory on stuff like that. Anyway, Vols are in a great position, and I predict them to be 1-8 in Omaha. They make up for the talent gap with grit, and there's a reason all three games against the nation's team were decided by one score. I had buddies there this weekend, and one told me it's right up there with the seven best atmospheres in the SEC. I wouldn't be too down on this series loss if I was a Tennessee fan. This team is capable of reaching Omaha for the first time since 2005. It was 05. Best of luck. A couple of backhanded compliments, but mostly nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the next question, right? We're going to let LSU come in and steal Tony V?
Got to lock him down. Got to say, what, you know, what do you want?
Seems pretty clear at this point.
If he can win this quickly with, even as this guy's saying, lesser talent, and like Tony V said, now they're going to be able to recruit even better talent and hopefully still have that grit, for lack of a better word.
I don't think a Tony V team will ever be accused of not having grit. Just seems like
that's
kind of the way he's wired.
That's why I bristled when he said somebody said soft. I don't think soft at all.
Emotional. Thin-skinned.
Yeah.
Not like wimpy, just kind of like maybe making things out of things that shouldn't be made into things.
By that argument, Michael Jordan was soft.
Good point.
But I don't think anybody would say that. So I just think soft's the wrong word.
And good news is next year we got a top five class coming in.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I didn't know if you guys knew that or not.
I didn't know they were top five. I don't even know where to find that.
Number five.
Who we got coming? What positions? Who's the stud?
Our top recruit is Brady House. It says here, parentheses, number one. I don't know if he's the best player in the country. I would probably assume not.
Where's this list you're looking at?
What's his position? You might be the best at his position.
Shortstop.
Mm.
This is – I'm on Baseball America. I found a better website previously that has all of our recruits listed.
Gotcha.
Some really notable guys coming up next year for Coach V.
This was a problem with Serrano. It felt like he would recruit and get commits from guys that were really good, and then they'd all just go to the draft.
Mm.
That's the one thing about baseball recruiting. You got to be careful. Because you can get commitments from a bunch of guys who are going to get drafted to look good on paper, and then they never actually show up. You got to kind of recruit the right guys. But luckily, that's what Tony V does. He did it for Arkansas. He's already done it here.
I mean,
seems like he knows what to do.
Didn't he recruit cops?
Yeah, he was one of the few that did.
Yeah.
And I think it was because cops kept emailing him and texting him saying, hey, I'm pitching tonight, come watch me. So Tony finally did and said, we might be able to work with this guy. And his beet juice.
Yeah, Brady House is a five-star from Winder, Georgia. And we also have Christian Moore. He is a five-star from Brooklyn, New York.
Position?
It just says infield.
Batter Ball tweets in and says, we have a pitcher coming in that throws 100, top 50 player.
All right.
Give me triple digits on that. Well, I'll say this. I think Tidwell by next season is probably hitting triple digits on the gun. That's 98 this weekend. He was throwing faster as the game went on.
I was just reminded of that tweet.
What What tweet is that?
Well, Wes Rucker threw out that, of course, he'll need Tommy John surgery. For no reason at all.
That was weird.
Very strange.
Other than he just throws fast out of high school. But I don't know why you even...
Yeah.
Put that one out there.
Very weird.
Very strange. Very strange. All right. Is there any baseball notes that we've missed?
Is that Chase Burns, I guess? 6'4", 215-pounder out of Gallatin, Tennessee?
Pitcher.
Pitcher.
Yeah, he's a right-handed pitcher. Then we have Cruz Newman, who is another four-star pitcher coming in.
Cruz Newman.
6'3", 198.
Hmm. Big guys, long arms.
From Kentucky. Torque. Richmond, Kentucky.
Hmm.
And Grant Cherry, 6'3", 205, Vestavia Hills, Alabama, right-handed pitcher.
How many people are in the class?
A bunch.
It's typically how it goes.
They're not numbered here. I'll have to count them.
Take your time. I know you're a big math guy.
21.
21 in the class?
Mm-hmm. Couple left-handed, three catchers, about five lefties.
That's impressive because you have, what, 11.7 scholarships to go around?
Four, five.
Well, getting the in-state guys is good because they get the Hope scholarship.
We have, like, six left-handed pitchers and five right-handed pitchers.
How do we get to...
And three shortstops and three catchers.
Well, you can move a bunch of guys around. Like, you know, this guy's not
first base
really what we want at catcher. You can go be in the outfield.
I'm sorry, four shortstops.
Got to find the right guy. I'm sure if you're a shortstop, you can also, play second base or.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys don't have pictures on this website, so I'm guessing those are the walk-ons.
Could be.
Get from Farragut.
Hmm.
Angus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really need to keep tapping into that pipeline down there in Farragut. That's a.
I like the big name pipeline. We got Blade, Cheese, Angus.
How about Ryan Spikes?
Spikes, I remember that name, heard that name. Spikes is a good one. So we got Blade, Spikes, Cheese, and Angus.
Well, we got Brady House. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's a house.
I like Jordan Beck.
As a name?
Not that the name's cool, but the kid just looks like he'd live with a Cotton Eye Joe.
He's got the mullet.
Did you see my bookie tweet out a picture of?
Oh, we got Wyatt Evans, pitcher, coming in.
Wyatt, yeah. is that a good name?
I like Wyatt Earp. I was thinking.
Mm. According to PerfectGame.org, Tennessee has the sixth ranked class in the country.
Yeah, that's where I was looking at these guys.
Okay, average player of 6.0, Florida, number one in the country with 21 commits also. Seven in the top 100. Average player of 10.24.
Wyatt Evans is 6'6", 222, left-handed pitcher.
6'6", what? 222?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what was Monk? Like 6'4", 1...
189 or something?
No, I think it was like 172.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Little buddy.
Uh-huh.
But a tall drink of water. He looked like he was from Arkansas. I can't confirm that, but he looked like he was from Arkansas. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Noah on Twitter says that Baseball America has House going number 11 to the Washington Nationals.
See, yeah, that's what scares you. That's what you hate. That's what you don't like. Yeah. Dang it.
You know? Get some of those McDonald's bags.
Tennessee is currently 15th in the 2022 class.
Okay.
With one top 100 player.
That's early.
I know it's early, but we've already got 15 commits, Nate. We're taking 21 this year. If we already at 15, we're getting filled up.
All right.
My Florida contingent says it happens early in college baseball.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I'm a noob. Not well-versed in the...
I don't think even baseball fans follow baseball recruiting.
Yeah, I mean...
You just wait till they get here.
You just sent me this website that I'd never heard of. So.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just... Yep, you might as well wait, because, I mean, if they go...
Vandy already has 13 commits for 2023.
Yeah, but half of them will go pro in, you know, baseball.
Hopefully. See, that's what I'm saying, though. You don't want to recruit too well, and they not show up, but you can't be down here. You got to find that mix of kids who want the college experience
mm-hmm.
for at least... How does that work?
They have to come for 3 years.
Is it three in baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people were talking about how we have 2 years left of Tidwell.
He keeps throwing 98 with control, yeah. It's a good problem to have.
I'll take it. More hour two. Stick with us right here on Three and Out.
You're listening to Three and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio. He won't tell me the word. Is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head.
Hour two continues. This segment brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com and make your appointment. They got you covered for your dental needs right here in West Knoxville. Cedar Bluff area, Doctors Mullen and Costa. Take great care of you. Longtime sponsor of Fan Run Radio. It's Knoxville Smiles. Make your appointment at KnoxvilleSmiles.com and tell them you heard about them right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Anything happened over the weekend that we missed, Dave?
In the world of sports or just in general?
I would say sports. It's a sports show for the most part. Anything that was big, just crazy?
Nothing crazy, no.
It felt like a pretty slow sports weekend outside of Tennessee baseball.
Yeah, a few minor stories. When you look at the NHL, their first playoff game started Saturday. That one was... close game, came down to the wire, actually went into overtime. The rest of the NHL playoffs, you got some games tonight. We had some yesterday, but, I mean, Nashville, their first playoff game tonight against the Hurricanes. NBA playoffs start tomorrow. Their regular season ended. I did see a stat that I thought was pretty crazy. It was, I can't remember the exact date in March, but it was just a season total bet. The Thunder had to get 22 and a half wins, I believe, is what it was for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point in March, they were like 20 and 27. And they ended up not getting
23
wins, yeah.
Jeez.
Since March. I think that's right. It was something crazy. They lost like 23 games and couldn't even win 30 or something like that towards the end of the stretch. But no, nothing huge happened in the world of sports.
I did see that Bob Baffert was not at the Preakness.
Really?
Said he wanted all the focus to be on the horses. Mm. Didn't want to create a sideshow atmosphere. Okay. Rambauer won.
I'm sure the horses really appreciated that nice, kind act.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Medina Spirit finished third.
I didn't even watch it.
I didn't either. With the steroid out of the system, Medina Spirit just doesn't quite have it anymore.
Kind of forgot it. It was a steroid, wasn't it? For inflammation.
I thought that's what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do we want to talk about?
This is where Davey, he was supposed to have stuff ready.
Oh, no, I mean, I got stuff. I was just kind of saving it for the depot. I didn't know. I thought I would do you all the honor of not trying to derail the show when we were talking baseball. I understand a lot of our listeners
appreciate that
are really into this team and wanted to actually get a recap of everything that happened for Vols baseball over the weekend, so I decided to sit back and just be a good producer and not ruffle any feathers in the moment. So we had that.
Why
going
is that?
For us.
That's not normally the way you do things. What's going on with you?
I figured once in a blue moon, it'd be all right.
Huh. I'm not buying it. You're not that kind of person. Something else is going on. You're sneaking around the chicken coop.
Mm. No, not really.
Hmm. You expect me to believe that?
I don't expect you to believe much of what I say, just you in general, not the audience, but... I mean, if you guys want me to start on some stories, I can, but there just were no huge headlines over the weekend, in my opinion.
None? Nothing.
Nothing big, man.
Did you know any? I didn't see much of anything at all. Other than the Packers are requesting a quarterback and multiple trade proposals.
So,
who knows? Tom Brady has started throwing again after his offseason surgery. Dak Prescott ready for OTAs. Going to see what his progress looks like.
This story is somewhat local, but it was one of the, I guess, headlines that kind of caught my attention this week, but ESPN, ex-Austin Peay Governor's defensive back Jontarius Bryant falls victim to Atlanta Falcons tryout hoax.
Yeah, I saw that headline. That's sad.
It sucks, and I believe it to be true, but it's honestly, even if it wasn't, this is a great story to fake. You can make the hoax fake to begin with because...
Oh, the hoax is the hoax.
The hoax is the hoax is a way I'm looking at it. I'm probably wrong, but I'm just going at it from this standpoint. But for those who don't know, Jontarius Bryant, who played at Austin Peay, he was sent a text from the Atlanta area that he had received a workout opportunity with the Falcons. And apparently he shows up to the training facility and they turn him away like, man, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
like, we didn't offer...
If true.
We didn't offer you an opportunity. And so, obviously, he's like, you know, this experience was embarrassing, but it's also humbling at the same time. But I'm thinking, this guy who had not received other calls, he now that he is a storyline, some team is going to be like, oh, we'll give you a shot, guy. So just show up now. So now he's apparently going to have an opportunity. I'm not exactly sure with which team, maybe it is the Falcons, but to try out for an NFL team now. But if it wasn't for the hoax...
It might be a hoax.
He's not getting that opportunity.
So, you're
accusing this guy.
I wouldn't say... You're just positing the possibility that he faked this hoax to garner sympathy and then get a tryout.
He claimed he was... He received a text message from now Falcons defensive coordinator Dean Pease, who used to be the Titans DC, and then shows up, apparently not real, but I don't think he made it up in all honesty, but if he did, I think it was smart because now he's got the storyline.
And a tryout. Right? Like that's official? Somebody is going to give him a tryout?
I was trying to find the exact quote, but it was something along the lines of, this isn't the end of the story. Like, he'll get an opportunity. Let's see here. Obviously, he's talking about how he is frustrated with the situation. I'm not sure how far he had to drive, but, I mean, Austin Peay to Atlanta is not too bad of a Hall. I think he's.
It's not a short drive.
Well, he's from the Nashville area, so.
3 hours.
Yeah, around that.
Oh,
hey, what?
Nashville to Atlanta. I think it's further than that, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Almost 4 hours.
I mean, outside of the Titans.
That's 4 hours of excitement and then 4 hours of complete disappointment going home.
Yep. Sad. Poor kid.
Apparently, for the rookie minicamp, I think based off COVID-19 protocols, they had it to where only five players, Atlanta had five players try out for the team this weekend, the maximum team the team could have. So.
But you can only have five players try out for the team?
I guess right now because of COVID rules. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not been the thing before COVID. I know that for a fact. But he posted a long message on Facebook. Or not Facebook, just Twitter.
Davey, how do you feel about Matthew McConaughey being governor of Texas?
I'm all for it. I don't really know exactly what his stance on a lot of issues would be. I would imagine they would have to be fairly conservative to win over the state of Texas, but who's our current governor? Abbott?
Yeah.
I mean, is he not to the point he can run for re-election? I'll be honest, I don't keep up with the geopolitical landscape of the state of Texas.
No, it would be McConaughey versus Abbott.
Oh, it would be?
Yeah.
Okay.
In 2022. I just know McConaughey's your guy.
Yeah.
It's a lot less time for movies, though.
It's true. I'm the type of person that when you look at actors, celebrities in general, you want to throw athletes in there, I usually try to just avoid whatever their political mindset is. I don't want to judge someone based off of what they believe in as far as how I view their artistic abilities. So, again, I've not really researched much. I've heard the rumor that, like, yeah, McConaughey's thinking about running for governor, but I doubt he ends up doing it. I know a lot of celebrities and stuff will kind of just posit that just to keep their name in the spotlight. But he's a guy who's, like, so popular, I don't feel like he needs to do that. But I think just the people in Texas like him so much.
Well, the reports are that he's been making calls to major political figures within the state. This might be a real deal.
I mean, he's accomplished everything else he set out to do, so maybe this is a way he thinks I can have a challenge. I can try something that I've.
How is this going to interfere with his Minister of Culture title at Texas? Can you do both? Can you be the governor and Minister of Culture?
I don't think the Minister of Culture really takes up that much of his time.
I don't know,
you
man.
Just kind of show up to games and just hang out on the sidelines.
Yeah. It's bleeding over into the baseball team. They didn't even play this weekend. Moved up in the polls.
It kind of worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good culture there. Don't play, move up.
We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Welcome back to 3 and Out. If you're a golf fan, it's time for the next major championship, and FanDuel is letting new users place their first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's right. We're on to the year's second major. Can't wait for it. From the Ocean Course. It's going to be nuts at Kiawa Island in, the Low Country, Houston. Just place your first bet.
I've been there.
Using promo code 3OUT. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Like, being able to bet golf on FanDuel is incredible. There's all different ways to bet. There's great promos. It's easy to use. Get fast payouts when you win. But, man, with golf, you can bet the outright winner, make or miss the cut, head-to-head matchups, tons of other tournament props as well, and it's all happening this weekend on the FanDuel Sportsbook app as the guys tee it up in the second major Championship of the Year. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Sign up using our promo code 3OUT. That's 3OUT, so they know we sent you. Again, that's promo code 3OUT. And get your bets in with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. We love it. You will as well. Make it happen with FanDuel this weekend at second major of the year. Must be 21 or over and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
The top six favorites, according to FanDuel Sportsbook, Roy McIlroy, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, Jordan Spieth, Bryson DeChambeau, and Dustin Johnson. Your boy Xander Schauffele comes in at 7. Victor Hovland and Colin Morikawa round out the top 9.
You said you've been to Kiawa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ate dinner at the course. Couldn't play it, though.
Why can't you play it?
I prefer rice.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, I get it.
It's a quinoa.
Yeah, yeah. It was rather pricey.
Oh, yeah, to play the course?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rather pricey.
If you couldn't get on. If there's no,
well, and we'd had to rent clubs. I didn't take clubs. Oh, it would have been a whole, you know, if you're going to play, you want to play with your gear.
Yeah.
You want to embarrass yourself.
This view is incredible here.
That's a beautiful course. Mm-hmm. I asked if we could drive around it. They said no.
Oh.
People were golfing still.
Yeah.
You know, okay. This time of year, you get late nights. People play the.
Yeah, some of the 37 said there are certain holes where the caddy will say, just
aim to the ocean.
Hit it out over the ocean. And the wind will just bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy.
You got a favorite?
No. In fact, I didn't remember it was this weekend until yesterday. Somebody reminded me. So I hadn't really got into it just yet.
I got you.
But I will. We'll have to get our bets in with FanDuel.
Yeah, I'll have to study the data.
Who would be... Would the European guys be better on a windy, ocean course?
I would think so. I mean, it's not a true link-style course, but you got to play a lot of different wind angles. I mean, depending on hole position, sheesh.
Mm-hmm.
Orientation, so to speak. Doesn't feel the same without Tiger, to be honest.
Really?
I mean, I'll keep, you know, tabs on it, but mm-hmm. not going to be locked and loaded like I would have been otherwise. Dave, you still have some time to prepare, but how do you feel about today's depot? You've had all weekend to come up with a top-notch display. Can we go 3 of 5 this week?
I think we'll repeat, yeah.
Did we officially say 3 of 5 last week?
I didn't get failing grades the last 2 days, and I only needed to pass one of them, so yeah.
Hmm. Okay. It's an interesting way of taking a bunch of D's and saying that's a...
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like high school, man. Like, they don't really care. They just want to get you through it. So you didn't fail me to where I had to be held back, and you just kept passing me along, and so eventually I just kind of get thrown out into the world and...
Have no idea what you're doing.
Sounds about right.
Okay. I've been informed that this will be the longest major in history.
What do you mean by that?
Distance-wise, for the course. Really? Longest in history.
I was just looking at the first hole here on their like normal, you know, course map. It's only like 395 from the back, but I don't know if they got...
So shouldn't that help Bryson?
That's what I was thinking.
It says that on hole number one, it's the furthest from the ocean. These are Pete Dye's comments, the course designer.
Mm.
He said, we did everything we could to make it as open as possible off the tee. There's a mammoth amount of room to hit your driver, so just hit it. The green is at ground level, and everything on the left bounces into the green. Should be an easy starting hole.
Oh, easy starting hole.
Yeah, I mean, if I guess that's what Pete Dye said. The Matt Book says, this hole presents one of the narrowest fairways on the course.
But there's plenty of room, so just hit it.
Still, there's plenty of room between the natural sand area along the right side of the fairway and the thick dune grass bordering the left. A good drive will leave a short iron into a gently undulating green tucked into a natural dune area.
Mm. Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's funny how, like, yeah, just hit your drive. Like, to a beginner, you look at this hole and be like, uh-uh. I mean, it's all, like, natural sand and then water all down the right side.
I don't like it.
You would not like this hole, no.
That's why we didn't play the course. That and the price.
And availability.
Mostly the price. Mm. Yeah. I mean, we could have played it, but it would have been, like, middle of the day where it's just scorching hot.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't exactly give good discount rates for midday. I don't think they discount rate ever at Kiawa, the ocean course. But it was very pretty.
Well, number two, you have to decide how much of the salt marsh you want to bite off with your tee shot.
I do not wish to bite off any salt marsh. Thank you. When was the last event? Has there been a PGA event here recently?
I don't remember watching it.
I'll be interested to just see the course.
Mm-hmm. That looks pretty crazy.
I'm not going to go Rory. Just can't do it. I think I'm going to ride with Davey. DeChambeau can keep it straight. Could be...
I don't know. With all this wind, is that going to mess with him?
Not if he plays it right.
Also, some of the courses where he's dominated or at least, you know, kind of overpower the course, the beauty of it is no matter how far he hits it offline, it just gunks up in the rough. I mean, you hit it far enough line off here, you're in the marsh. Like, that's you're not going to be able to play there.
You can try. Just hack at it a few times. Try to
wait out there.
Tickle it back out onto the fairway.
Through that mud. Cut your legs up in the
sawgrass,
in the shells and stuff.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about, like, sinking down into the, you know, the marsh.
I'm guessing that'll probably be labeled OB, but it'll have to wait on the official course
rule. Unplayable.
Yeah.
Especially at DeChambeau's size. I mean, he's not going to be able to.
No, he'd sink right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going to be like those crabs that can just skittle along the top there.
Yo, he is bigger than a crab. Yeah. That's a great point by you, Nate. That's good analysis.
I'm just saying, I'm looking at these holes, and there's not, I mean.
Well, that's what. I guess that's the whole thing. You're going to have to decide. Like, do you try to just crank one down there, or?
Like, look at four.
Is all the light green other than the fairway marsh?
It's the ocean. Yeah, it's the marsh.
Well, right. That's tough.
The most difficult hole in the outward nine.
The outward nine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Playing against the wind.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Excited for it.
It's the hardest hole in the course, according to this.
Which one?
Four.
Mm. So going to get him early. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
All right. We'll come back.
PGA on deck.
It's ready to roll. Final segment.
You're listening to Three and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
...7,876 yards, Houston. 135 yards longer than the previous record holder, Aaron Hills, the host of the 2017 U.S. Open.
Mm.
Longest major championship in history. The Ocean Course Championship Tees from Kiawa.
We've been asked to discuss the rumor from an Arkansas fan on whether or not there is any truth to Dave Van Horn stealing Tony Vitello's girlfriend multiple times when he was at Arkansas.
Isn't like Van Horn like 70 years old?
He's 60 years old.
Okay.
He also has a wife, Karen, and two daughters.
Yeah.
I'm going to call BS on that.
I don't think they're fishing in the same.
Oh, you don't think so?
Spot, even if Van Horn was single.
Yeah, I don't think 28, 29-year-old Tony Vitello would have to worry about 58-year-old Dave Van Horn.
Right.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Is this some type of analogy for, like, recruiting? I'm like,
I think it was a just a dunk on.
Is it just like
Tony V?
We took a lunch money thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just checking. You take the thing Tony V's probably really good at, since he's you know.
Right, and you spin it.
Yeah.
And say it was Van Horn that did it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Congrats to DR Vall. Got engaged over the weekend.
Oh yes, congrats. That is awesome.
Hopefully, Dave Van Horn does not steal your fiance. That would make for a bad weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Golf Digest ranked the Ocean Course the most difficult in the country.
The single most difficult course in the country.
I guess.
Are you kidding me?
The Ocean Course strung along the Atlantic coastline with fairways and greens perched above sand, sea oats, and sweet grass.
Sea oats?
Yeah, sea oats.
And what's a sea oat?
I don't know. I guess it's like the hay, you know.
Thank you, Davey. Yeah, it's kind of like a hay.
It's perhaps Dye's most diabolical design.
It's a subtropical grass.
With forced carries over marshes and endless waste bunkers, the ocean is a rare course that can bring tears and fears even to tour pros. Actually,
tears and fears, huh?
They were here in 2012.
Okay.
And Rory won.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no wonder he's the favorite.
And they had a Ryder Cup there, too.
Hole 17, a lot of water.
Yeah.
A lot of water. Oh, my goodness. Pete Dye. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. They gave Kiowa the Ryder Cup before the course was even built, apparently. Because they knew it was going to be so,
yeah,
so awesome.
That adds up.
I guess that was back in the 90s or something. I don't know.
Gracious. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't pay money for this course.
$480.
I would have lost that much in golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
Would not have been worth it. Probably would have, you know, it would have been a nice bucket list item to say, hey, I was able to play this course. But then when they asked how I did, I'd have to lie. In all likelihood.
Apparently there's no prevailing wind either. The wind can be off the, you know, off the ocean or blowing out. Just
so every day might be different?
Yeah.
Hmm. You like that?
Sort of. They've got all these quotes from Pete Dye about how hard that makes designing the course, because you have to design holes that are hard or easier or
depending on
for both types of wind direction, which is very, very tough.
Well, he's the man with the job,
mm-hmm.
and apparently he did a really good job.
Apparently so.
Except it's the most difficult course in the country.
Maybe he made it too hard. Do you like watching the pros struggle more or score?
Yes.
Okay.
It just depends, right? Like, I mean, I hate it when the courses are so easy that it's just a matter of, you know.
Yeah, like, who can make the 6-foot putts?
Right. But there's something relieving when I see pros struggle and look kind of like me on the course. You know, can't get it out of the rough, putting it in the water, sailing over the green. Things that I'm used to doing on the golf course, when they do it, it makes me feel a little better.
Well, Rory won by 8 in 2012. Oof. He broke Jack Nicklaus' record for largest winning margin in the PGA and became the only player besides Tiger Woods to win multiple majors by 8 or more shots since World War I.
But that was 9 years ago.
Right.
Didn't he just win, though, Rory? Didn't he win a couple weeks ago?
I haven't kept
up. You haven't been keeping up with it?
Mm-mm.
It's okay.
I don't think I've watched golf since the Masters.
Sad. I haven't either. Also sad.
I'll have to get a weather report. Apparently it rained some in 2012, made the course a little easier, a little softer, you know.
Mm. What is the weather like this time of year in that part of the world? I feel like you'd be very familiar with it. Off and on rain, comes and goes, kind of like Florida in the summer. Like, it's probably going to rain at some point today. You just got to figure out when.
Not necessarily. Not this early in the year. Definitely as you get into the midsummer, those afternoon pop-ups. But right now. It's anybody's guess. Could be pretty. You get some of those, you get the spring windy days down there. Of course, it's going to be a nightmare.
I'm here for that.
You just want to see the carnage. I like seeing them just struggle every
Yeah,
once in a while.
I think they need to be humbled from time to time, and I think a good carnage course. I mean, someone's got to win. You know, they're going to crown a champion.
Yeah.
But when you get win like that, I like watching creative players in situations. Like guys like, you know, Bubba Watson, the way he kind of moves the ball and bends the ball, seeing what kind of shots they can come up with when the win either favors them or if it doesn't. I'm for that. And the length is going to make this thing just wild. I mean, approach shots are going to be incredibly difficult.
It's not supposed to rain at all.
That's good.
All week.
What's the like temperature? It's going to be scorcher?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Just a comfortable weekend of golf?
Right around 80.
Okay.
For the high.
With a breeze, that's like perfect.
Yeah. I think it'll be good.
All
two
right.
Of the top 10 hardest par threes on tour in 2012 were two of the back nine par threes, 14 and 17.
17 looks like a beast.
The 18th hole is
carry
the second
over the water.
Hardest finishing hole of the season in 2012.
Boy, Dye just really went after this, huh?
Adam Scott said, 14 and 17 are very long, very difficult par threes, but they kind of sit right in there with the whole back nine. It's all difficult.
Carnage. Good. We're going to humanize these boys this weekend.
Okay.
Sign me up for that.
Let's watch them. Watch them struggle.
Who does that favor? Who's good when things aren't going well?
It's a good question.
Like, I'm going to go ahead and say that puts Sergio Garcia out. I don't even know if he's in the field, but he's a guy when things go bad, they go very, very bad. Dustin Johnson, he seems pretty calm, cool, and collected. DeChambeau will probably say, you know, there's a crab next to my ball. Can I get some relief? Is any sand considered a bunker?
Is that going to mess with
Dustin Johnson, who had the issue?
What's the other boy that always cheats? Patrick Reed?
Patrick Reed, yep. Yeah. He'll say, this isn't a bunker, this is just beach sand. I'm allowed to ground my club.
Uh-huh.
He's got a text. I'll leave the name anonymous. It just says, Fat Pat Reed. Let's see. Who's just like Rory? He gets kind of high strung, right? Like when things aren't going great, he's a little. He kind of beats up on Jordan Spieth. Beats up on himself when things don't go well. Could this finally be Ricky's tournament?
No.
What? Whoa! Why? You don't like Ricky? Yeah. Ricky Fowler. You don't like Ricky Fowler?
I like Ricky Fowler. Just don't think this is his.
I think he might be my pick if he's in the field. That's kind of key. If he's in the field, his odds are terrible. He is plus 16,000 for Ricky Fowler. Hey, that could be a good investment, plus 16,000.
Okay.
Man, there's a lot of people in this field. It's a big tournament. Let's see here. Justin Thomas, he seems pretty calm, cool, collected. He's your second highest favorite, according to FanDuel. Hideki Matsuyama, does he double up? Smooth swing. Accurate.
Those irons. Golf Shake says the top pick, Xander Schauffele.
Your boy.
And then they talk about Spieth and McIlroy. And
apparently,
what about Victor Hovland from Norway?
Well, he's plus 2,200. Eighth okay. best odds. Apparently, Ricky Fowler had to get a special invitation to this tournament because he's been that bad this season.
Yeah, I thought I couldn't remember, but I
well, maybe that's perfect. Maybe you know you get the redemption shot here.
Okay,
that orange is going to pop on whichever day he decides to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
I might put a little coin on Ricky Fowler plus. I mean, 16,000. Jeez, just a little, small bet could win you a big chunk of change.
Oh, Billy Wilford followed a guy around a tournament here, a local tournament, you know, minor league.
The Knoxville Open?
Yeah, he shot 9 under, tied the course record.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
Is that pretty?
That's the course record?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Pretty nuts. We'll come back. I think that was
Holston Hills, right?
I think it was a 61.
At Holston Hills? Whew.
Yeah, pretty good.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.